Hey guys, what's going on? Today we have another episode. We're gonna actually have four episodes in here and probably maybe three ads, and they're each like 30-second ads. But anyways, let's get right into this. We're talking about the sleeping pad by Sleep and Go. This is a pad which you sleep on. And I have a lot of videos on this on YouTube. Go to Camp Nation. And another thing, let's just get this right out of the way. Please support me on Anchor. Please support me. You don't have to support me like a lot. Maybe just $1 a month, maybe $5 a month. You can choose. Just go to my website, which will be in the description, and you guys can support me there. And that helps me. What it helps me with is buy more camping products so then I can review more with you guys. So this is a 2.2 inch thick camping mat. It's not really a mat, it's more like it's an air pad. It doesn't have foam inside, and that's why it's so light, because it is only 14.4 ounces, which is not the heaviest thing, but it's not the lightest thing either. Another thing that I like about this is it can hold 350 pounds, which for the people that are heavier, which works pretty good. By being 14 ounces, there comes to be a little downgrade with a couple of things. This is a 20D ripstop tear-resistant nylon. But you would be looking if you want this to work, be useful for a longer amounts of time. You would be looking for 30D to 40D ripstop tear resistant nylon. Another thing is there's going to be a couple of more of these because we're going to review three more after this. So you'll see an ad, you'll hear it as 30 seconds long. Just wait until the ad's over and we'll be talking about another sleeping pad. Hey guys, we're back. After you heard that one and simple ad, there's going to be another one after this, and then we'll have two more different types of sleeping pads we'll be talking about. So this one is going to be the Climate Static V sleeping pad. I have one right aside from me. I'm looking at it, reading just the little notes I wrote down. So it is $70. There are six different colors with six different price tags. So the cheapest one is the orange, and it's made in 2020. It's $70 on Amazon. So that one you're looking for $80, maybe $72, including tax and shipping. And there's another one called Realtree Extra that's basically looks like a camouflage one. That goes for $100. There's another orange one for $80, rather $70, and that's because it comes with the super insulation, which all of these have insulation, but this one's supposed to have like super good insulation. There's another one for King's Camo, which is $72, so you're looking at 78 bucks for just paying for shipping and everything. There's this nice one, it looks kind of cool. I wouldn't buy it, but it looks pretty cool. It's called Coyote Sand, which is a nice tan color, which looks kind of good. It doesn't go with anything I previously have because I already got the orange one, which is basically the cheapest one. This would go for $84, but it is $80, not including shipping. There's another one for $84, which is a black color, which I kind of like. Didn't get that one, just didn't want it. Let's talk about how fast does it inflate. So you have to hand pump it with your mouth, which inflates with 10 to 15 breaths, and I have it. It literally took 10 to 15 breaths, no more, no less. And let's talk about the specifications, which is the weight and everything. So the pad thickness from the ground. So you, the pad, and the thickness. So that is 2.5 inches, which I measured myself, and it also says on it. I would probably say it's actually like around 2.3 or 2.2, so they're not that accurate. Maybe I got like not a good one, I don't know. But that's what I got. The package size, like how compact you need it, because I like using very compact things, because I like taking a lot of things, but just not having a lot of a heavy pack, basically. And the weight is 24 ounces, which is heavier than the nice one, the one that we reviewed later earlier. And it packs down to the water bottle, like I said. It works really well. How much time would it take to pack it all up? Probably maybe less than a minute, maybe a minute and a half if I'm struggling to put it into the bag. But the bag is larger than the pad, so it works really well. Sometimes I actually have to tighten the bag so it doesn't like go everywhere. But that's just me. So that's all what you're getting for that $70. Basically, it's pretty good. Now, let's talk about why do you need an insulated or why do you need a non-insulated? So, say you're living in like California or somewhere really, really warm. You would not want an insulated sleeping pad. So, why the reasons would you want an insulated one? So, say you're hammock camping. Any hammock camping weather, you would think it should be warm, but in Washington, and sometimes in like really, really like cold weather, you're definitely gonna want a insulated one. Why? So say you're in a tent. It's good to have it because when you have your sleeping pad on the ground, that gives the ground air going through that sleeping pad to your actual sleeping bag. So that's why you should not get like one of those if it's like really cold weather. It's fine if it's warm weather, but if it gets like really cold at night, you would definitely want an actual insulated one. And let's talk about the why it is like better for hammocks. So hammocks, I'm honestly, I think it's true that if you have a hammock, you should always have a insulated one. And that's why when I hammock camp, I use this Static V sleeping pad by Climate rather than my Sleep & Go. The Sleep & Go I usually use if I'm tent camping where there's no trees. This I usually use if there's a lot of trees and it's pretty good. Anyways, this why you would use it is because all the air from under your hammock goes up. So, because it rises. And because it rises, it goes through the fabric of your hammock to that sleeping pad. The sleeping pad, if it's insulated, it pretty much blocks all that air and goes around the sleeping pad. That means there's not enough room for the air to go through to get to your actual sleeping bag, will make you basically warmer. So that's why you get one of those. It'll heat you up a lot better than just only having a non-insulated one. Let's see, I'm reading the comments of different people on my YouTube channel talking about this. So, yes, the material is polyester, which you never want cotton. Nothing cotton. If it's raining, do not wear cotton. What I like to say is cotton kills, because you can't make it not wet. Like, if it gets wet, you can't get that wetness out. And let's see. Yeah, so people want the item dimensions. So it's 72 by 23 by 2, which is basically the height for the 2 inches. What else? Let's see. Yeah, if you want this, it's good. The only reason you should get this is if you're doing hammock camping or you want an insulated one. There are cheaper versions of an insulated sleeping pad. But because this has a 1 year warranty, I would probably get this one, and which I already have it, just it's a really good sleeping pad. And because of the Static V design, your body posture is good, so it doesn't like hurt your body posture. Because when you're sleeping down, because there's a bunch of V's for your back, it actually like helps your back for camping rather all the other just foam ones, which works as well, basically the same. So there's gonna be one more of actually there's gonna be an ad right now, like in 2 seconds. After that ad, there's gonna be a couple more episodes of just telling you cool sleeping pads to get.
Hey guys, we just heard about the Static V sleeping pad, and also we heard the ad. So, if you guys haven't heard of, please support me. It helps a lot by basically getting some money so I can actually buy more camping gear and reviewing that. And also, go to YouTube, search up Camp Nation. It's also in the description, and I'll also make it so you guys can see in the description for where to support me. And let's talk about a new type of sleeping pad. So this pad is made by Cabela's. Cabela's is a really good brand. I have a couple made from them, which is really good. So what it is made out of is basically nice 3-inch foam. This time I got it from the Cabela's actual website. So it is 3 inches of memory foam. I got this for $150. So it did a little big dent in my bank account, but it's pretty good. So what I have it's a Cabela's, it's red and is 3 inches of memory foam. Oh my gosh. Do not take this hiking. Like, that's like gonna be the dumbest thing you're gonna do. This is more for a overnight car camping. So basically you pull up and you camp there. This is a really good like mat. It's not even a sleeping pad, it's a mattress. It works really well. On Cabela's right now is going for $100 or $125. That's not including the shipping fees and taxes. But it works so well. So I was at a scout camp and I got this years ago. I was at a scout camp. It was for a week. It was at like Fire Mountain, I think, or it was a different one. So I got a cot and I put that sleeping pad on the cot. Oh my gosh. The best week sleep in camping history. Like, it feels so good having a 3-inch memory foam. It feels like luxury. Like, it's good, it's nice, and it works. And let's see in the comments. So I made a YouTube video on this. You can check that out on Camp Nation. This also has a bag that comes with it. It actually comes with two bags, so you have the like easy fit in bag, and then you have more like a bag that is really like tight, which is pretty hard to get on. And that's gonna be the another thing I'm gonna talk about is it's kind of hard to put on for the first time. Like, it easy and it auto inflates. That's the best thing. So while you camp, you can just me starting out a fire, going with a solo stove or something, and making your food, and it auto inflates while that's happening, which is pretty cool. So when I was auto inflating, it auto inflates because it's memory foam that basically makes it inflate. It has these cool little like bubbles on top, which basically help your posture and your back support, which pretty cool. Being only 14 years old, it works good for me. The max capacity is like 300 pounds to like 350 pounds. Only 120 pounds, it works really good. Putting this on a cot, it works really good. And by the way, I'm gonna make another episode probably tomorrow about the cot, which works so well. It's made by Alps, and yeah. So this sleeping pad It's really good. It's not even supposed to be a sleeping pad. It's like a mattress, luxury mattress. For $100, I'd call that a win-win because it's good. We're gonna be talking about one more type of sleeping pad. And this one, there's not gonna be ads. So trust me, no ads this time. So this is a type of sleeping pad by a company called Gear Doctors. This is actually my dad's sleeping pad, which I don't know why he got it, but he did. And it's $100. It's one of those big, like, foamy ones. This is the size of a water bottle, which is 17.6 ounces. That's really light. Okay, 17.6 ounces. And it's a 3.2-inch thickness. That's really good also. It also has a, it's 2.5 stronger as the older one. Let's see what else in my notes. Oh, the R value is 5.2. I think that's why my dad got it. Okay. So the R value is 5.2, which means if you heard earlier, 5.2 is really good for super, super cold. I actually might buy one of these myself. So it takes 5 minutes to inflate because all you have to do, so there's a bag that you just push with your hands and it inflates it. And what this is called, so it's Apollo Air Compact Warm Sleeping Pad made by Gear Doctors. First impressions, it's decent. When I actually used my dad's sleeping pad, it was a little good, a little bad. I didn't think it was the right sleeping pad for my back or for me, but my dad tends to love it, so I'll let it go. It's really good. So it has a lung-free setup, so just it has a pump sack included, so you just have to push on it and it basically pumps. And also, what I really like about this, and another reason why I'm probably gonna get one of these, is the weight. 17.53 ounces, like I talked about. That's really, really good. And that's for the whole thing. So $100, it's gonna make a small dent in your bank account, but it's gonna be probably worth your while. This doesn't have a warranty. Let me tell you, it doesn't have a warranty. That's some things a lot of people do not like to have, a no lifetime warranty, which kind of sucks. So it's good. Bought it. My dad bought it off Amazon. I didn't get one. Probably will today. I don't know. Probably not. Yeah, it's really good. That's it. That's it for this whole episode. If you're even on this time, like, even if you're to this and you didn't just exit out, please support me. This is like the third time I told you guys, but it really, really helps. And see you guys next time, and yeah, bye guys.